awesome for you guys to be 1-1. It's incredible early in the season. So many teams can say, hey, we could be 2-0. So many teams could be 0-2, but ends up the W's matter, and you needed that one yesterday.
Yeah, we did. You know, anytime you can get a win, it always builds confidence, and it enhances your chances of trying to get to the ultimate goal as a team, and that's the playoffs. So it was a great team effort. You know, nobody gave up. We fought to the end, and was very fortunate to be able to get out of that game with a win.
20 touches for you. You had to have felt involved in the right way, maybe a little more so than week one. You were waiting on that big play. You did bust one for 46, but 16 rushes and four catches. You must have felt like you were a pretty big part of the offense finally.
Yeah, I just kind of just learned from the first game. You know, I've seen that I was very impatient that first game. And then this game, I just wanted to go back to what I had been doing previously, being patient, letting the holes develop and just taking what the defense gave me and not worrying about trying to hit that big play every time. And if they came, they'll come. So that was really the biggest improvement for me. That's what I really focused on the whole week during practice.
Pretty happy for EJ. You have to be, only in the sense that he's played steady, CJ, in the first couple of games. And you've been around the Bills the last few years, and you know what the first couple of days are like when there's talk about, gee, you know, did the quarterback play all right? Can the quarterback be better? Is there a quarterback controversy, as it were? EJ's putting all of that to bed, isn't he, with how he's playing?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, he's definitely playing good for us so far. You know, I'm pretty sure there's some things that he'll love to probably have back, and some things that he'll see on the film that he can correct to get better as a player. And that's all of us, though. You know, we didn't play a perfect game yesterday. We definitely made some mistakes on the offensive side of the ball that we just have to clean up. But that definitely was a big confidence booster for him to do the game-winning drive.
You could be 2-0. I mean, some people would say you could be 0-2 as well, but that one gets away from you late against the Patriots, and you really got to wonder, and I'll ask you, is this the first in many years that this division might be up for grabs, whether it's you guys, whether it's Miami? This is not your dad's New England Patriots.
Well, I mean, those guys, you know, we know what those guys are. You know, they've been very dominant of this division the last 10, 12 years. And, you know, but each year, you know, we go and since I've been here that we want to try to win the division and try to get to the playoffs. But, you know, unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that. So, you know, this year is no different. You know, we know what those guys are going to bring, and we know what the other teams got. So only thing that we worry about is what we can control. And then, you know, come Sunday, just go out there and play hard.
Is your pride swelling with a number 3 ranked Clemson squad, CJ? I mean, that's pretty odd. That's something to brag about the next few weeks, right?
No, you know, and it teaches that Clemson to stay humble, you know. So, but it is good to see my alma mater ranked in the top 5. I think it's the first time in a long time since that program been ranked that high. So it's definitely great to see that they're doing great. And you know, I said at the beginning of the year, you know, I definitely believe that they got a chance of playing the national championship, that they go out there, continue to win, and don't get caught up into the hype. And I know they won't, because I know what type of coach Sweeney is.